Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Lamed Gimel 133 of the Shirei Hamalos. It's going to be song number 14 out of the 15 of the Songs of Ascents. And remember, when people would sing these songs, they would sing them as they were going towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the temple. And now they're really nearing the end. They're so close to the Beis HaMikdash. And these last two songs are focusing on our positive interaction with others. If you remember at the beginning, it focused on maybe dealing with negative feelings with others, song number 120. And then 121 was Essa Einai El Haharim, I look to the mountains. Here we're now totally focused on each other with one of our favorite songs. We think about nature coming together and the synergy of nature and the beauty and the awe of when all of the pieces of nature come together. But that's nothing compared to the beauty of people coming together and working together. With that, let's start Kuf Lamed Gimel 133. Yes, you can sing along in the background. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir Hamalos LeDavid, Song of Ascents by David. Hine ma tov u ma na'im, sheves achim gam yachad. How good and pleasant it is when brothers sit, parentheses, together, and also in unity. So let's stop and reflect on this beautiful pasuk. First of all, who are these brothers? So Rashi says, all the people coming together towards the Beis HaMikdash. The Radak explains that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Kohen and the Melech, meaning the religious leader, the Kohen, and the political leadership, the Melech, the king, they're sitting together, they're working together, and they're gam yachad. They're not just sitting there in the same place, but they're gam yachad. They're also emotionally together. The Malbim explains it's the famous two tribes that are brothers that work together, that of Yisachar, those who sat and learned and studied, and Zevulun, those who supported their study in business. Really, all of these mefarshim, all of these commentaries are explaining this beautiful story of people coming together, and the fact that it says gam yachad, that they're sitting together, sheves achim, the brothers sit, parentheses, together, gam yachad, and they are also united, means that they're not just literally together. Sometimes people are all in the same room, but emotionally they're not together at all. But we will all be emotionally and physically together. Rashi adds to this gam, because it seems like an awkward or unnecessary also in this pasuk, that the brothers are together, also united. And Rashi says, gam yachad, when everyone is together, gam also indicates that Hashem includes himself with them. Hashem is together. Gam is Hashem saying, I'm also with you when you're all together. And stop for a moment, enjoy this image. And now let's focus on a specific set of siblings that Chazal zero in on when they look at this song. The Midrash Tanchuma says these brothers are Moshe and Aaron. And if you think about it, until we're introduced to Moshe and Aaron and their relationship, look at the other models of brothers we've had in the Torah. We had Cain and Hevel, Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yaakov and Esav, the brothers and Yosef. And now we are introduced in the beginning of Shemos to Moshe and Aaron. Moshe, the younger brother, was given the head leadership position. And when he was given this position by Hashem, he felt uncomfortable. How could my older brother Aaron, who right now is running the show in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, how could he be slighted when I come and I speak to Paro? And Hashem says to Moshe, this is still at the sneh, the burning bush, V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. When Aaron sees you, not only will he smile at you outwardly, but he's going to be happy inside. And parenthetically, the Rashi brings that in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hes Amud Aleph 139a, that in the zechus of Aaron being happy in his heart, he merited to wear the choshen, with the Urim V'Tumim on it. The Choshen represented the 12 tribes by each having a stone on the breastplate. And at the same time, the Urim V'Tumim was the place from which the Kohen was able to communicate with Hashem, or that Hashem communicated with the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, because Aaron had such love for his brother, really inwardly, he merited the breastplate for him and for generations afterwards, for eternity. Now the song continues with an image that definitely evokes the memory of Moshe and Aaron. Look at Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Keshemen hatov al harosh, like good oil on the head, yored al hazakan, that drips down to the beard. What is going on here? What is it talking about, the relationship of Moshe and Aaron, but really all good relationships? The beard hair, or hair, is the most external part of the body. The head is the most mechubad, the most honorable part of the body. So when you put the good oil on the head, it will drip down and have an impact even on the most external part of the body. When the head is good, it drips down to the beard and everyone benefits. But let's see further, because now the pasuk is going to zero in on a particular beard, Zakan Aaron, the beard of Aaron, Sheyored al pi midosav, that runs down onto his clothing. So this brings us to the story of when Moshe poured the oil, or anointed Aaron to be Kohen, and the oil dripped from his forehead into his beard, and his beard was lying on his clothing, and so therefore the oil dripped onto his clothing as well. The word midotav, midosav, is his clothing. Why is that clothing? Because it's midos are measurements, and you measure clothing, but specifically the Kohen's clothing was very, very measured. It had to fit them perfectly. The Gemara in Harius, Yud Beis Amud Aleph 12a, tells us that when Moshe anointed Aaron, the oil went from his forehead down to his beard and down to his clothing. But two drops of oil remained on his beard, and they looked like two pearls, and they were absolutely beautiful. And so when Aaron would speak, people would see these glowing pearls in his beard. And the hair, which we think of to be as the farthest from Kedusha, when you touch hair when you're davening, you'd have to wash your hands. It was so holy in Aaron, meaning that even the least holy part of him was so holy. And that was what we saw in the holiness and the beauty of Aaron. But why did Aaron merit this beauty? Because Yored al Midosav, we just translated Midosav as clothing, but Midosav can also be his character traits. The oil affected his character traits, or his character traits affected the way that the oil looked upon him like pearls, and the fact that he had the oil to begin with, meaning that he merited to be the Kohen Gadol. The fact that Midos means clothing and Midos are character traits, it's the same thing, because the clothing is the external, it's that which we see on a person. So too, the character traits are that which we see in a person. And it wasn't just the character trait that Aaron had within that he was happy, but as we know from Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Havei mi talmidav shel Aaron, be like the students of Aaron, Ohev shalom v'rodev shalom, you should love peace and run after peace, Ohevis habrios, love people, and by loving people, umakarvan la Torah, you will bring them close to Torah. That's the beauty of Aaron. Everything was connected. His head was connected to his hair, was connected to his clothing. He brought everyone together, and therefore Gam Yachad, also Hashem, came into the picture. He made everyone and our unity holy. If you look at the pasuk, you'll notice that the word zakan, beard, is repeated twice. Yored al hazakan, zakan Aaron. And the mefarshim, the commentaries, explain that not only was Aaron happy when he had this oil put upon him to anoint him as Kohen Gadol, the chief Kohen, so too was Moshe happy. So both people, this is the same concept of really truly being happy for one another. And this is not just a song about Aaron. It's an image of Aaron, but it's an image that we need to apply to ourselves, which is why Pasuk Gimel gives us another image. Ketal Hermon Sheyored al Har Tzion, like the dew of the Hermon that comes down to Tzion, Kisham Tziva Hashem es Habracha, because from there, meaning from Tzion, is the place of where Hashem commands the blessing to go into the world. So let's look at the Hermon. The Hermon is the highest mountain in Israel. It's all the way up north. Notice it's like the tal, it's the dew that comes upon the Hermon, and it drips down the Hermon, and it goes, eventually it lands up in Yerushalayim and really in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But where does the bracha come from? The blessing literally comes from Tzion, from Yerushalayim, but it begins in the Hermon and it trickles its way down to Yerushalayim. But this image is showing us the following. The Hermon is this strong, powerful mountain. It's the Shefa of Gashmias. It's the source of our material wealth, our material goods. And it connects to Tzion, which is the source of our spirituality. And what it's showing in nature is the connection between the physical and the spiritual. And not only the connection in that, it's that everything benefits each other. The mountain of Hermon gets the water, and therefore the water is able to go down to Tzion. Tzion gets the blessing from Hashem, and therefore the mountain up in the north is able to get that bracha. And we land up with Chaim ad Olam. This bracha is alive forever. That's what life is about. It's the uniting of different people. And through the uniting of different people, the nature will work together, because when there's shalom, when there's peace, there's bracha, there's blessing in the entire world. When there's pirud, when people aren't happy, when there's separation between others, there will then be limited bracha. The connection of the Hermon and Tzion will be disconnected when people are disconnected. And so we've seen this image of people coming together, of nature working together, of Moshe and Aaron coming together. And as we enter the Beis HaMikdash, what is most tov and na'im, what is most good and pleasant, it's that we're all coming together, unified, appreciating the goodness that each one has to offer to the whole. And now as we close, don't forget to sing that song one more time, and hopefully now it will be with a further and deeper understanding. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.